Hello, this is Roger Curlin. I am the Executive Director of the EDGE Business District Association, and this is the week of November 4th in News on the EDGE. Obviously, with our local news, this is election week, and if you're listening to this on a Tuesday, make sure you vote. And if it's after Tuesday, I always preach patience as voting may take longer than election night to tabulate given the potential, you know, historical number of votes that are predicted and the predicted closeness of the election. So again, patience. We will find an answer and get through this together. Events that are coming up in the EDGE district. 6 years of Sons. So Sons Market is celebrating their 6 years of existence, and they've got a Friday, November 8th at 7:30 event that's going to be really a fundraiser to help raise money for recovery of that store, which lost a lot of its inventory due to the hurricanes. So please go out and support Sons Market, pick up some good stuff for the holidays. November 13th coming up is the Good Burger Awards at Floridian Social. So they have all of the normal awards that they typically give out, plus they're going to be doing some extra recognitions for all of the hard work that many, many people put in this community surrounding the hurricane recovery efforts. November 23rd, the Mezzo Market is back in the EDGE District. If you haven't been, it is the event to come to on a monthly basis. That's from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. along Baum Avenue, part of 11th Street. And be patient. Look for parking wherever you can nearby. Take a little stroll into the district. It is a fantastic day, and the weather is predicted to be awesome. November 13th and 14th, that is a daytime event, the Amplify Women's Summit at Coastal Creative. They've had to move it a couple of times because of the storms, but it's back, it's strong, and we expect it to be a great turnout. Many of our EDGE businesses are involved with that, either speaking or vending. So check that out. You can get a one-day pass, two-day pass, Amplify Women's Summit. November 18th at 6:30 p.m. till 9, Community Cultivators has a special presentation on how to support our local hospitality. And that's going to be at Grassroots Cava upstairs. So once again, November 18th, 6:30 to 9 p.m. Just more involvement by our community. Many galas and fundraisers have been reset. Make sure you reach out to your favorite charity. Get tickets for those events. Support them. It just makes a great thing to do for the holidays and help our not-for-profits, which were, you know, significantly damaged in their, some of them their buildings, but also just in their general fundraising for the month of October. Some new businesses in the EDGE. Floyd's 99 Barbershop is jamming. They are always got people coming and going and big smiles and great haircuts coming out of that. So check out Floyd's 99. Cafe Copa, great new breakfast and lunch place in the district associated with the Copa Group. So Copa, always with its brunches and its evening times, has now added lunch and breakfast with Cafe Copa right next to the classic Copa location. Coming soon, and I mean any day now, Bar Mezzo. That's from the Intermezzo Group. Their patio area is almost finished. So if you've seen the plants and gravel and fence going in, very excited to have that corner activated again soon. Sweet Green Restaurant, same thing, moving at the speed of light. We're going to have some healthy food coming out of there soon, along with Pure Green Acai Bowls, right around the corner from where Bar Mezzo is at, same side of the road where Cecilia's used to be. Sparrow, the rooftop restaurant bar at Moxie, would have been just a great view for Halloween on Central to be up there, but they're not far away from being able to open up that epic location. 8 stories in the sky that you'll be able to see all over St. Pete. It's going to be a pretty cool thing there. Last but not least, coming soon, the public parking garage with over 500 spaces. So that's going to be Q1 of next year. Check it out. Just a different way to get more people into the EDGE district and having fun. Last but not least, back up and running, the Zubrick Magic Theater. So for folks that might have seen in the news, they had to shut down for a few weeks because of the storms, and then they unfortunately lost their livability of their home for now, having to get it remodeled. So they were living at the theater. So Chris and Ryan have brought the magic back. The theater's back open Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the occasional special Thursday. But really circle the calendar. Their holiday spectacular show begins November 15th. So it's not to miss, guaranteed to get you in the holiday spirit. Vegas level performance, and boy, do we need some holiday spirit, huh? Shout-outs, the city employees continue to work tirelessly to get St. Pete back to normal after two hurricanes, so please give them a high five or a hug when you see them. I know everybody wants kind of all the things restored immediately, but with an area that was devastated at a historical level, it's not easy for, you know, just these few city employees to get out and help hundreds of thousands. And so give them a hug, give them a high five. Our drinking and dining in the Edge District, I brag about it. Eat local, drink local, spend local, enjoy a meal out, sit down, quick serve, takeout, delivery, whichever way. Please appreciate our local places. 36 places to eat or drink in the Edge, with several new places coming online soon. What I have been nibbling on lately, so I've been eating in the district a lot. I just had the Bavaro's Italian Chop Salad. Oh my goodness. Romaine, red onion, heirloom, cherry tomatoes, olives, sarrasetta, chicken, Parmigiano Reggiano, provolone, champagne vinaigrette. Oh my God, I ate the whole thing. Only shared a bite with my companion. Another salad I really adore, Ferg's Spanish Salad. That's got the chopped lettuce, ham, Swiss, Spanish olives, tomatoes, onions, and Parmesan. And they toss it with a signature dressing that they make there along with fresh Cuban bread. Sourdough. I love, love, love their tomato bisque soup. It's a comfort food for me. And I treated myself the other day to the sourdough bread bowl, where they actually, you know, tear out the middle of that sourdough bread, and you can put your soup in there and then dip the bread in there. I have to admit, I ate the whole thing. I was so content after that. I was like in a dream. A last couple of items, Red Mesa, love the Port Colorado. I had that again the other week, and it just, I don't know how they make it, but it's incredible. It should be award-winning if it's not already. She's So Crispy, the Wagyu Gyoza, oh my gosh, with the white cheddar jalapeno. Last but not least, baby burritos. So it's a slightly smaller version of their regular size burrito at Papo's, but for me, it hits the spot for when I'm not quite ready for that feast. But the other thing is, lots of my peeps have been digging the bowls, but I love their handmade soft tortillas, so I can't miss out. So I'm always going to get the burrito, not going to get the bowl, but a lot of people have been loving on the bowls. It's holiday season coming up, shopping, shop small, shop for the holidays, shop for the community. Our local businesses are the core of St. Pete's economy, jobs, vibe, identity. You all know our favorite clothing stores in the Edge, but I also want you to check out Sons Market and Kalamazoo Olive. Both are always investing in new, fun, price-right inventory, and it's just going to make perfect gift baskets and stocking stuffers for the holidays. If you want to find out more, edgedistrict.org. It's got all of our socials there. We go along Central Avenue from 9th Street to 16th Street. Thank you so much, and take care.